Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. The Gen Z Cafe is back. We went on a little hiatus.
Just a little bit.
But it was a lot of fun.
2 weeks.
A little 2 weeks and 5 days. to be exact. Oh, my God, man. So many things happened.
Oh, yeah.
I feel in such a good headspace. There's so much to cover. First of all, it was Eid. But also, it feels like... it's kind of too late to say kalam. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you see people, and then I kept saying kalam tabkhir when I first came, but now I stopped saying it.
Yeah, like there's a point where you just stop saying it. What's kalam? How do you translate that?
Eid Mubarak.
Yeah, but like, no, the exact translation would
every
be,
year.
Every year, and you are okay.
Every year, and you are happy.
And you are happy, or you are okay.
Yeah, which is a beautiful thing.
It's such a nice saying.
It's like, okay, I see you. And the crazy thing is, I have like distant cousins that I literally only see once a year on Eid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, kulam wa tabkhir. So hope to see you every year.
The funniest part is we say this phrase like 3 times a year or 4 times a year. Because you say it in both Eids. You say it in Ramadan.
And sometimes on
a
birthday.
You say it at the birthday. Yeah. And you say it at the end of the year. So like we say it 5 times a year. It's so funny. I love that.
Yeah, man. So that was really fun. I went back. We both went back to Saudi.
We did. It was very fun. I saw family.
Oh.
Friends, I got to drive again.
You got to drive again.
Driving a car, man.
I miss driving a car too.
Yeah,
dude.
I didn't miss the driving in Saudi Arabia, but it was nostalgic. It was like,
dude,
I miss you guys.
Driving in Saudi is crazy. So I remember actually, I hit the road. I went to Hesse a few times. Drove from Khobar.
This is in the 2 weeks.
Yeah, in the 2 weeks, and I went and I actually pulled an all nighter once and. Because I went to go shoot a little like short film, but I didn't want to sleep in Hesse. I wanted to sleep at my own house. So literally what I did was I stayed up the whole night, had iftar, and then went to Hesse.
Yes.
All the way, filmed, hung out there up until like 7 a.m.
And then you came back.
And then I came back.
That's insane. I could not.
Which is I'd like driving back.
I'd fall asleep driving.
Dude, I almost was falling asleep. Yeah. But the roads were empty.
And you were fasting, right? So no coffee.
And you're fasting.
Yeah, I'd fall asleep.
Yeah, and that's when my sleep schedule got screwed because I went back home and then I just passed out for hours. And then, I don't know, how was your schedule in Saudi when you were
fasting? Oh,
it
was pretty normal.
Oh, really?
I'd stay up till Fajr, have my suhoor, and then go to sleep.
And then you'd go to sleep, but when would you wake up?
I'd wake up at Dhuhr time, in between Dhuhr and Asr.
Okay, that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. No, it was the Ramadan schedule.
Here, I would wake up at 9 a.m. So to go from 9 a.m. to waking up at 2 p.m.
Why would you wake up at 9 a.m.?
I know, right?
Our classes started at 1. I'd wake up at 12. My exact schedule, and Can came with me to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
It was the same schedule.
Yeah.
Where I'd sleep at Fajr, and I'd wake up at Dhuhr.
Yeah. But yeah, so I went back to Saudi. You were going to say something?
I was going to say... I'm too excited. We can end the Ramadan Eid thing. We went to Marseille.
Yes. We have to talk about Marseille.
So many funny stories happened in Marseille. And by so many, I mean one, but it is the funniest one. So I'll start it off and then you can continue the story.
Yeah, yeah.
So me and Hassan booked together.
Mm-hmm.
We were really good friends. So we're like, let's go together, right?
Yeah.
We booked a hotel together. We rented a car. The whole thing was planned, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wake up the day of the travel. And we go to the car rental place. We check the car for damage and whatever, as the app was telling us.
Mm-hmm.
We sit in the car. Hassan looks down and he's like, is that a clutch?
Oh, yeah. And to clarify, when you mean car rental place, it's literally just like a car rented in a public location.
Yeah.
So it's through the Get Around app, which basically like the car unlocks. You don't
like,
see any
no
people.
Workers.
There's
car,
no people.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. We can't replace the car. So I get in the car. And we're so excited. We're ready to go. We're there early. We're there at 12 p.m. And we get in the car. We take pictures. We get in. Anan is in the car. I'm in the car. I turn the car on. I literally turn the car
on. Yeah, it turns
on. I'm like, let's do it. We got 3 hours to make it. We thought we were going to meet a really important director. Right?
Yeah.
And like, we were like, oh my God, we have to make this trip. Time is limited. We got to leave now. And then I look to my left and I see a clutch. And I look at Anan. I'm like, Anan, we have a little bit of an issue. And you're like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I was like, we're in the car.
I'm like,
good.
I'm not sure. I'm not positive. But I think this is a manual car.
And I look down at the gear, the gear shift. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a manual.
This is a manual car. And we just accidentally booked a manual car. Because everything in this country is French.
Yeah,
everything in this country is
they
French.
They didn't tell us that it was
a manual car. We get in, it's a manual car. And I don't know how to drive a manual car.
So when I was like 13, 14, I learned how to drive a manual car, but I forgot because I'm 20, 21 almost now. Like, there's no shot I was remembering.
And so we're just staring at each other and we're laughing, we're dying, but we're also a little bit worried because it's like, we have to make it to this film festival in Marseille.
I instantly open up a YouTube video, how to drive a manual car. Like, I instantly, like, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'll learn.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at him like, Hanan, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, I'm just watching a video. And I don't think you expected me to, but I started reversing the car.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing?
So I'm like, my God.
You gotta make it. Because I looked up the trains. All the trains were gone.
Yeah. Okay. Trains are booked.
We weren't going to Uber. It's 170 kilometers. It's 3 hours away. Yeah. Like, it would have cost a fortune. There's no show we were Ubering. Yeah. And we already had a hotel booked.
Like, everything.
We were not missing this. And so, I mean, what did we start with? I guess, yeah, I tried reversing it. It kept stalling while reversing.
The car stalled so many times.
But let's walk them through this. Yeah. So, we're in this, like, really tight parking lot of this residential area. Technically it was a train station, by the way, apparently.
Was it?
It was like one of the train stations.
I did not know that.
Because the rails, remember, were next to us. But essentially, it's this kind of like cul-de-sac, I think that's what they're called, in a neighborhood. Yeah. So like this circular road that's a dead end. And to leave the road, it's uphill.
Yeah.
It's literally uphill. And if you've driven a manual car before, you'll know that uphill is the most difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
So to learn how to drive after a car. After traffic. Traffic is number one. But traffic and uphill.
Oh. GG. Just like at that point you're breaking a leg.
But yeah, so we're reversing the car. It keeps stalling. And there are these French people. Like trying just to leave at this.
Staring at us. Staring. Oh my God.
Like, imagine a full family.
They were looking at us like we were stupid. They're like, what are they doing? Like, we don't speak French, but you can tell from their eyes. They're like, these people are stupid.
And I think one of them wanted to leave. And the other was just there. They were just parked. And they were just like
staring watching. At us.
And eventually we really went.
Funny entertainment for them.
Yeah. And then so we went back into the parking spot. We let everyone leave. We start leaving. I manage somehow to unstall the car and begin reversing a little bit. And I start leaving. As soon as I start going uphill, a car comes down, trying to enter, and the car stalls, and it starts rolling back, and there's a car behind me, and we're freaking out, quickly I pull the handbrake, and then the car behind us again is staring at us, what are these idiots doing?
Yeah, like, why?
I managed to pull a little bit to the side. Car comes in, we car leaves.
We continued watching the video.
And this is when we almost lost it. Yeah. When we almost lost hope.
Yeah.
Because the car stalled like what, 15 times?
In a row.
Yeah. We had no shot and I started giving up and I looked at Anan and I'm like, Anan, I don't think I can do this. And you said, let's keep trying. You said, let me try.
Yeah, I wanted to try just a little bit. Maybe the muscle memory will kick in or something. Yeah. So I failed.
Anan tried for five, and I'm like, no, Anan, I got it this time. And to be fair, I kept saying, I got it. It's not like I gave up. It's just mentally, I had self-doubt.
Yeah.
And then miraculously, the car starts.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT is what saved it.
Oh, yeah, we asked ChatGPT,
we literally asked ChatGPT, I'm uphill on a road. How do I get the car started?
Yeah, a manual car specifically.
A manual car. And it basically said, and to me, it was literally just clutch control. So it's a fine balance of hitting the gas, giving extra gas, a little bit off the clutch, and then pull down the handbrake. And once the car started going, we were like, okay, we have no time to waste.
Yeah.
We're going.
Let's just start moving. Yeah.
And we started moving and we got on the main road. Yeah. And so walk me through, what were you feeling at this point?
Honestly, I was chill.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I can't say, I was freaking out at the beginning just because, like, how are we going to get there? Yeah. But the second we started driving, I was like, French drivers are relatively safe.
Yeah.
So like, even if we do stall mid-highway, which we did do a couple of times.
No, we'll not mid-highway, fine. But mid-road.
Like it was at the roundabouts.
Yeah.
Which were kind of mid-highway. Their highways are weird. They have roundabouts mid-highways.
Yeah.
And it's like, nothing will happen to us. You know, they'll beep at you. They'll get mad. But safety-wise, we're good.
And the speeds within the city were like sub 30.
So we were like, chill. But like, it was just really funny. Like I was laughing.
We were both having such a good time. Yeah. And so, so we get on the road. we're literally, I don't know how to shift gears at this point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So keep in mind, I'm on first gear in the city. The car is going, and I say, and then just pull up the GPS, get us to Marseille.
Yeah.
And so we're driving on first gear. And I think when we entered Cannes, when we were leaving Cannes on the way to Marseille, I tried to shift gears for the first time.
Yeah.
And it worked.
And it worked, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. We shifted gears.
Stopped the car a little bit.
It worked. And it still stalled a few times.
Yeah.
But yeah, once I learned how to shift gears and then I learned how to brake.
And the highways are like the easiest parts.
Oh, the highway was the easiest.
Like
the,
once
the
you get into gear, you just press on gas.
And that was such a beautiful drive. Such a smooth.
Oh my God. The scenery was incredible.
Oh, it was incredible.
Like gorgeous scenery. You cannot. I want to explain it, but I physically can't with words. Like there were farms and mountains. Oh. And grass and the flowers.
Vineries,
forests.
Wow.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Wow. It was such a nice
road.
And
the mountains were so beautiful.
They were gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh.
But no, it was a long trip. It was like 3 hours of driving the manor car.
Exactly.
And, which was great practice for me. Like on the way there, I turned, like we reached Marseille and I was at a sea level, probably a C minus. And then I came back and was like a B+. And the day I returned it, I was like A-.
Okay. I wasn't there the day you were trying it, but I'd say B plus
filled,
is your final
I filled
one.
Gas. Like, I went to the gas station, stopped it, you know, kept crawling the car throughout the city. But yeah, dude, that was a... And I mean, there are other stories. We don't want to bore with you guys, but like being stuck in underground basement with a van coming in and it's just... Oh,
literally. No, that was insane. I love that so much.
And I was so glad to have you in the passenger seat because if it was anyone else... I think either they would have brought in bad vibes or they would have been terrified to the point that I would have been terrified.
I don't fear.
Like, you don't usually panic?
Like, it depends on this. No, panic has never been a me thing. Now that I think about it. Like,
you keep your calm.
I've had like big things that I don't really want to talk about happen. And in all times, I'm just like, like nothing. It's not to flex or anything, but I just don't panic. I don't think.
You have that kind of,
I've never been like a... Like, what do I do now? I'm just like
you've never had like
there's
an anxiety
a clear solution.
Attack.
No, never. Alhamdulillah, never. Okay. Yeah, that doesn't seem. Oh, my siblings are like that, but I think I had to be like the control. Like,
No, and I mean,
my sisters freak out. Me and my brother are kind of more on the chill.
And that's why when you kept your cool, I kept my cool.
Yeah.
And
like I was just like, I don't even think I freaked out at all. Like what I was doing when we first found out as Emmanuel, I was like, I was just giving options. I was like, do we get a train?
Yeah.
Do we return? Do we cancel? Like, I was asking what we should do.
We were just
weighing
out.
Like, when something happens, I instantly start making solutions. You know, I have a very computer brain.
Yes.
So I was like, what do we do? You know, are we doing a train now? Are we going to learn how to drive a manual, which we did?
Yeah. But no, Marseille was hilarious. It was so much fun. And then we went out. Oh my God. And then going out for food with everyone. And just walking around
the city. And that was
the
first time we saw them since like for 2 weeks.
I think that's why we probably had so much fun.
It was so nice seeing everybody. They truly are the people we have here. Truly are family. It's crazy.
Such a good game.
I love every single person here.
Yeah.
And like when I was in Saudi, as much as I was in, like, I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Yeah.
I would not have stayed here if you paid me. Like I enjoyed going back for eight and everything, but I kept telling my family, it's so weird because I've lived with these people for 7 months now.
Yeah.
They're practically my second family, you know, like they just are.
Yeah. And then the film was fantastic that we
watched. Oh, the movie we watched, you already watched.
Mandubalil, I already watched it. So this is my second time.
Hussein mid-movie is just there like... He's just
sleeping. Yeah, I mean, I already watched.
And Abudi next to you is taking pictures of you, by the way.
Oh,
on his
really?
Phone. That's so he hilarious. Has a bunch of like blackmail on
that's
his phone now.
Funny.
So funny.
That's my thing.
And I'm there laughing because he's just taking random
Dude,
pictures.
Dude, keep
of
in
you.
Mind, like I didn't want to sleep, but I had just gone through the craziest 4 hour experience.
I fell asleep a little bit in the movie too because I was on 3 hours of sleep, like I told you.
And the adrenaline.
And I didn't sleep on the way there because I was like co-piloting and I was like kind of like. Giving instructions, you know. I was like the whole
he was
like,
everything
I was
bro.
The man in the chair on that mission
Literally.
So I could not have slept on that way if I wanted, you know. So we go there and I'm watching the movie and I'm like falling asleep a little. I fell asleep during the boring parts, but I did get most of the movie. I fell asleep for like maybe
and it's an
minutes.
Amazing film, but there are
such
parts.
A good movie.
Mandubalil, shout out to Tilfaz 11, Ali Al-Kaltimi, Mohammed Al-Dawkhi, all fantastic artists.
And then when we went back to the hotel, I passed out. I slept, I think, 14 hours or something like that. Oh, man. 12 hours.
Yeah, and we stayed up, too. We stayed up to like 1. Oh, yeah. We went out for food after. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
We went out for food after the movie with everybody. Yeah. Like, literally, I'm talking, we all went to this one shawarma place. And there's like 15 of us in the store. Oh. We're all laughing and talking.
And joking eating. With the guy with the shawarma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The dude there is really great cool. Great shawarma, by the way. He was such a nice dude. He gave me free water.
Like he gave all of us free water.
I ordered water and a shawarma, and then I went downstairs to take it, and he's like, oh, here's another water.
Dude, he literally came up and gave everyone free water.
And I even told him, like, no, I don't want it. He's like, take the water. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, and then he asked one of our group for cigs, and yeah, he's just a cool person.
Like, honestly, I was talking to Fabri, a French friend of mine here. I was telling him that I was scared of Marseille, but because of like how you hear it's sketchy and it's unsafe or whatever. But I really enjoyed it. He's like, that's probably because you guys were in North Marseille. The area we were in were very nice people. Yeah, he was talking
touristy.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, the area you were in, very nice people, good vibes, everything. Yeah. He's like, when you go north, that's when they're going to strip you of like your money and everything.
Yeah, because when I did Google it, Marseille literally turned out to be the most dangerous city in Europe.
Europe?
In Europe, bro.
Like
it's number one.
Like the
one.
Continent.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because
my friend who visited recently, he visited Cannes.
Yeah.
And he studied in the UK. And I told him that Marseille is one of the most dangerous cities in Europe. And he's like, no, that can't be. The UK is probably number one or number two.
And then you guys looked it up?
It was number one, Marseille, and number two, his city in the UK.
That's
or
crazy.
A nearby city.
Yeah, but he was living in that city. We just went to visit him today.
Well, not that city specifically. So he wins. It was nearby, but he does win. He does win.
He definitely wins.
But apparently some of the members here, one of our colleagues, bro, they heard gunshots.
Did they?
They heard gunshots in the morning, and they went out and saw a t-shirt soaked with blood.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about that. You're right.
They were talking about the t-shirt with blood, but I didn't remember gunshots.
I didn't hear the gunshots. When did you hear that? Like after the trip?
After the trip. They told me they woke up to the sounds of gunshots.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that at all. This is new news. This is new information. That's
I'll tell you who heard it later, and then you can talk to them.
Very off topic, but today, I just remember this, and I hate myself for it.
Okay.
I always meal prep. So at night I cook dinner, I eat it hot, and then I keep lunch in the fridge and I have it the next day. And so today I was going to get my lunch and I drop the plate and all my food goes on the floor.
No.
And I was starving. I woke up at like 12. I went out walking and whatever. I had a banana for breakfast. That's it. And I'm coming at 5 p.m. to eat because I'm starving. 5 hours, just woke up, right? And I come to eat my food. And it falls and I can't eat, and like it splats on the floor. Like none of it was salvageable at all. I was like, I was just there. I swear to you, 30 seconds of me staring at the floor. Just me, just the saddest face on my face. Like I was there like.
Oh, like, and because
I really looked forward to it. Like I was really hungry.
Yeah, and people have to know, like here in Mondelou, you know, it's so far away from everything. So if you need proper food
literally,
for a good price,
yeah,
you gotta like go to Can.
So what I did was on an empty stomach, got on my bike and went to Spar, got a bunch of like tuna sandwiches. Cause I was like, what else can you do? You know? Got
dude, a couple tuna sandwiches and a bunch of milk. 5 second rule, baby.
What?
5 second
rule. No, it was like it splattered like
what was the food? Was it like
beef? It was rice and beef.
Yeah.
But it splattered. It was I promise you, I tried to salvage. I was like, maybe there's like sections that it was so bad. No, like there was no shot.
How much was it? Was it so one meal? So like one
So it was
serving?
1.5 cups of rice and half a kilo of beef.
Half a kilo of beef.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have fed it to the cats. At least,
I did like a bunch of, like I put some of the meat on like a paper plate and put it outside. But like that was it. Like the rest went in the garbage. Unfortunately,
that's so
stuff
tough,
will lie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of food, I mean, unrelated, but also related. I've been talking about this, about how I think what's been affecting my mood so lately.
Oh, your energy levels.
Being on a cut. Oh
yeah.
My God, 2,000 calories.
So you went down. Why'd you jump?
No, I didn't jump. I've always been on 2,000 calories
to 2,000.
But I was doing 2,000 calories while I was fasting, and somehow that seems easier.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because your body kind of gets intermittent fasting, and you're also sleeping, and it's normal. So everyone is low energy.
Yeah.
But now that I'm like actually doing things, using my brain, walking, working out.
Nobody's fasting with me.
And I'm
like fasting.
Yeah, 2,000 calories. So we'll see, but it's just so tough.
I love eating, man. Even just the tuna sandwiches when I was done, I was like, this is good food.
So are you like, you're on a bulk now?
Supposedly.
Dude, I was thinking about this.
I got your yogurt that you said.
Okay.
Like, I bought 3 tubs and I'm eating them. I haven't finished a whole tub in a day.
It's tough,
but I've been doing half a tub a day.
It's tough.
It's good, though.
It's really good. Yeah.
I want to put, like, berries and stuff inside.
Yeah, exactly. You can put, you can do, and literally just open it up, put berries, put bananas, honey. Dude, if you want calories, fill that thing with honey.
That's genius.
Because I was just,
I have a bunch of honey at home. Why didn't I think of that?
Dude, honeys, bananas, oats.
Oh, I'm doing that with dinner today, 100%. Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
No, shahitni. Like, raisins. I'm actually craving this now. Like,
oh, well, you're still on the whole processed foods, right?
So, yeah, like, probably raisins, berries, honey, oats,
nuts, almonds, dude.
Nuts and almonds.
Bro, if you
just
throw
the yogurt,
if you throw a handful of almonds in there, like,
bro, my mouth's watering, calm down. I love food. Like, I love food.
And we can go back
for
to
how
eating
thin though. I am. I'm such a food, like, what are they called? But, foodies?
Food
junkies?
Foodie,
something like that.
Oh, man. You haven't met my friend when he was here. He force fed me so much. God bless this man. We went to so many restaurants and he's like, eat.
Yeah.
Eat. And, you know.
I wish I came.
As a starving artist, he was. He paid for everything, but like.
Now so I definitely wish I came.
Well, he paid for
me. I'm kidding.
But no, such a kind guy. Multiple times at really nice restaurants.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll do it. Okay.
This is the dude that came to Cannes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's his name? Is Muhammad? You said Mo. What do you call him? Musab. Like
it's fine. We can leave him anonymous.
Anonymous. Okay.
Yeah.
What else has happened? Like, we're doing a lot of improv.
We are doing a lot
That's
of improv.
That's so much fun.
It's so much fun, dude.
Like, you don't really think about it when, like, because I personally, before I came here, to do this whole acting thing, I'd watch a lot of Smosh.
Yeah.
Right. And I know Smosh fell off and a lot of people don't watch Smosh. I've been with them from day one to this day. To this day,
and they're
I
still
Smosh.
Making content?
Smosh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
And so one of their most popular genres of videos is Try Not to Laugh, where one person will sit in this chair and people will come take turns like doing a scene or just a joke or whatever, just trying to make the person laugh and you have 30 seconds. And a lot of it is improv. They literally just they just improv. Where, like, for example, one of the members will be like, come with me, we're gonna be like brothers that are fighting, you know, and that's literally all you have to play off of. And I'd watch it and I'd be like, that seems so easy, you know, like, what? I'm angry at you, right? And then we came to
it's
do actual
so
improv
hard.
It's not easy,
man.
Like, it's so much, it's like the difference between watching it and actually doing it is the sun and the moon. It's crazy. Like,
your brain freezes sometimes.
Exactly. Where I'm just like,
that happened to me today, and I think I don't know what it was. I had so many great sessions, but today my brain was extra freezing. And you have those days.
Yeah, you have.
I'm just hoping on, and we're gonna be prepared so that when the actual show comes, we'll be into.
Oh yeah, no. I think the show's gonna be.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. And having an actual audience makes a difference too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Once
the
they're
laughs
laughing,
and everything.
Once they're laughing and you get a momentum and you get a build up, it'll be fantastic.
And. One of my also favorite things in Smosh is when they would do scenes and they'd break character and start laughing. I'd find that hilarious.
Yeah.
And I realize I find it just as hilarious when I'm doing it. Like when I break character or when for example,
so
or you break
but
character.
But you have to
obviously
maintain,
you have to compose yourself.
No.
Yeah.
You have to maintain character so that when you break character, it's funny.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You can't start off laughing.
Yeah.
You have to first get into it. And that's something that I'm struggling with right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I'm just having too much
you
fun
get way
to the
too
point.
Hype with it. Yeah, you're like enjoying it way,
way too,
too
much and like you got to get into it.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's been incredible. It's been so much fun. Manahel, the goat for teaching
God
us.
Bless Manahel,
she's been putting in
Coach
so
Manahel.
Much work.
Yeah.
She's been scheduling,
yeah.
timing and everything,
coaching us,
telling us when we're wrong, when we're right, like
yeah.
like you know how we were watching a video where it's like your mentor or your master should be 50% critical and like should criticize you 50%
yes.
should
yes.
commend you 50%.
That's like that great basketball coach.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's exactly what Manahel has been doing.
Yeah.
She, like when you do a funny scene, she's like, that's exactly what I want. That's perfect.
Yes.
And when you mess up, she'll be like, no, maybe a little bit.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it's not disrespectful at all.
Yeah.
She's just like, no, this doesn't work. And she'll like even explain to you why
it's
it doesn't
such
work.
Such good feedback. Such
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Like she would make a fantastic.
I love being taught like that. I've been learning so much from the people here.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like when it comes to like business and money, I go to you, right? Abudi's been teaching me basketball every day, 2 hours a day, by the way. Like I've been playing basketball 2 hours a day.
Wow.
And I've been getting so much better. It's insane.
Yeah. Wow.
And Manahel is doing improv and
TikTok.
I'm learning from so many people. Hmm. Like, also, it's like I learn a different part of myself in all of these people. It's so weird.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
You don't have to.
But speaking of TikTok, Mr. Big Shot. How can we forget this? I
forgot about that.
Mr. Big Shot got 1.5 million views on TikTok.
So,
damn.
Yeah, bro. A video of mine just popped off. 125,000 likes.
That is
wow. So, keep in mind. Keep in mind.
That's a quarter of a million.
No. A quarter of a million is 125.
Oh, you said 100. Yeah. I thought you said 250.
So, it's an eighth of a million. So, 125,000 people looked at my video and said, haha, that's pretty funny, and double clicked.
And you had like pretty much zero followers before that.
I had, yeah, like 90 followers, and now I'm at like 950, which is insane, bro. And another video got almost 200,000 views.
Yes.
With a 10,000 likes.
Yes.
Like
you're on a roll. It's like you'll go to your page right now and you'll see 125k likes at the top.
No, the likes is like 150. It's crazy.
Wow.
I love that.
Amazing. And we're gonna keep it going.
Oh yeah, for sure. Momentum's gonna keep going. I've been doing skits with Hussein too on TikTok.
Yeah.
Check out my TikTok. It's Adanino3, I think.
Spell that out.
I don't even know how to say Adanino3.
Yeah.
That's my
Adanino3.
Yeah. Such a
dude, it's so many cool things happen.
The numbers are addicting. The second one pops off, I'm like, I want to do TikTok for the rest of my life. Like, I'm making TikToks every day.
But it's still a fine balance, right? Like, you should care about the numbers, but also try to make the funniest
contest.
Oh, I don't
care about the numbers. I say that
paying attention to the algorithm to see what works.
Yes, exactly.
And to replicate
as much as I won't let it affect my mood or my mental health. Exactly. You need to focus on the numbers to see what works and what doesn't.
As long as you don't tie your personal talent and your own self-worth to the numbers. Like you said, like that is proof that you have talent, that you are funny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know people in this kind of scene, like in this kind of scenario, they'd be like, oh, I'm like a one trick pony or a one hit wonder, you know? And they'd like hate themselves and they're like, oh, because they got off that high and then they realize it's not all high, you know? Like,
but you've been... seeing you keep going, which I respect.
Everybody says you have to make a bunch of videos that get 300, 400, 500 views until TikTok finds your audience, and then you start hitting like 7,000 average, 8,000 average.
So even after your big hit?
Yeah. Because TikTok's hit or miss sometimes, but then once you find your audience, then it becomes like a very consistent hit.
And then location also seems to be a weird variable, right?
I was talking to Hassan and all the other TikTokers in the group, and they're like, I dare you to get this 1.5 million that you got in Saudi Arabia
here,
because it's tough.
Yeah.
Unless I made like a viral French meme, you know? Because TikTok sends it based off of your location.
Which kind of sucks, but I guess it really does suck because at least it's the only platform that does that, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you think of YouTube, Instagram, they don't care where you are in the world.
Yeah.
Like people literally vlog all over the world.
No, but YouTube will do like language. Because like if they find you liking a bunch of Arabic videos, they'll start recommending a bunch of Arabic videos.
No, that's, I get that, but the performance of your video and the recommendability and the watchability of it.
No offense.
It's like, it's 2024. Some people are nomads. They live everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And some people like for example, there are foreigners in Saudi Arabia, for example, you know, that are like, they speak in English. Mm-hmm. So their content isn't going to hit in Saudi Arabia if they make it. They need to send it off.
Streamers.
Like it is. And that's why before when I used to make I put clips of my Twitch. Speaking of which, I'm gonna start streaming here. Like, I miss that stuff too much.
Really?
And I have the whole setup. There's a game that Chapter 3. Chapter 3 released of said game, and I played 2, 1 and 2 on my stream before.
Dude, and you already have your followers. Like, I still don't even like. You could do IRL streams as well.
Maybe not.
Okay.
That's like a little iffy. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. But gaming is my thing.
What do IRL streamers usually do? Or just chatting?
They just chat in front of the camera while they're walking. Like, that's not me. I don't know. I feel like more.
What about just chatting in your room? Like just turning the camera on? You'd want
to
have.
That's never been a me thing. I need something to occupy me because I'll just be like, what do I talk about?
I mean, but you could do Minecraft again.
Yeah. You know? Speedrunning. Oh, I'd go back, try and beat my old record. That'd be fun. Yeah. speedrunning every day until I break my record. Because that's what I used to do.
I used to
speedrunning every single day.
I got into Minecraft so much.
Oh, yeah. When we were in Saudi, he kept talking to me. He's like, Adnan, I'm playing Minecraft and this is how. Adnan, I'm doing the Minecraft. I'm like, wow, man, really came back to Minecraft. That's insane.
I remember being on this podcast and you chastised me for not beating the game.
You haven't beaten the game. You can't call yourself a gamer.
And dude, that's why when I was back, I got my little brother. I recruited him. I converted him into my cult. And I was like, Muhammad, we're going to beat the game. Okay? And we tried really hard.
Yeah. Did you end up beating it?
No, I didn't have enough time.
Beat it alone, not with your brother.
No, it was all me playing, but he was coaching me.
Coaching, okay.
Because, like, he's 10, and he's like, do this and do that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
No, I know what to do, but he would give me tips.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. And the thing is, I was Googling so many things that now my entire algorithm is Minecraft.
It's just Minecraft.
Like, you go into YouTube.
I love that. I actually love that.
But it's so much fun, man. Yeah. But, yeah, so I'll tell you where I progressed.
Where did you make?
For the non-Minecraft nerds. I got a lot of blaze rods.
Okay.
I got like almost 100.
You do not need that many.
Exactly. That's why I was like taking my time because I was like,
you
needed
like 10.
Dude, I built a potion room with like 20 brewing stands for no reason. I don't need that many, I realized. I was making potions and I'm like,
go home kind of guy.
I was like, these are really slow. So I just made 20.
Like three.
Okay, then I got nether warts, so that's
okay,
pretty
for
cool.
For the potions.
And then I collected 14 and no 13 ender eyes.
Okay.
So I'm pretty much ready, but I do want to make an ender chest, so I just need a few more ender eyes.
You just need one for an ender chest.
Full diamond armor, enchanted. What?
You need one ender eye for an ender chest.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Sure.
It's
and
ender
how many
eye and obsidian.
How many eyes
so
do you need
obsidian,
for the portal?
12 if it's all empty, but sometimes you'll find one or two inside.
So you think I'm good to go if I have 13?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But when you're finding the stronghold, an eye might break. So it has a 50% chance of dropping and a 50% chance of breaking, so you don't get anywhere. That's why speedrunners like to have like 14, 15.
Okay, so like it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. So have a little extra maybe.
Yeah, and then a full enchanted diamond armor. and then I have a pretty good bow.
I used to play like that, but when I started speedrunning, I realized you need none of that to beat the game. Like I beat the game naked with an axe and a bow and arrow. I think that was it. Like literally.
So do you think I'm ready to go into the end?
1,000,000. I don't think the Ender Dragon could kill you if he tried.
Okay,
with
no.
Full
I'm
enchanted
waiting.
Diamond armor. You're good to go, bro.
It has like protection.
Yeah, you could take like 4 creeper explosions and you'd be fine.
But so people were telling me that you need what's it called, fall protection.
A feather falling.
I don't have feather falling.
You don't need it.
It's better.
Do you know how to MLG with the water?
Yeah.
So, do you know what MLG is?
Yeah, so you jump and then you
as
literally
landing,
literally on the same cube or on the same position.
That's all you have to do. You don't need fast fall if you can do that.
I'll just practice.
Yeah.
Just drop all my stuff, use all my XP,
exactly.
Go outside my house and...
Yeah, exactly. That's literally all you need to do. Just
so water
MLG.
Does work in the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Water, lava, you can do whatever you want in the end.
Okay.
I even remember.
So I'm basically
watching...
ready for the end fight.
You're ready is like down here. You're up there, bro. You're
okay, cool.
You're like over prepared is scared of you. Like that word, over prepared is scared of you.
Oh man, I'm so excited. Literally, as soon as I go back to
you
Saudi,
better beat it in the first
I'm gonna say
week,
hi
bro.
To my parents.
The first week, if you don't beat the game, I'm gonna be so disappointed.
It's waiting for you. Dude, I have an entire cow farm, I have an entire chicken farm, I have an entire sheep farm.
Beat the game.
I have like 30 XP. I was like, wait, I'm not ready. When I was gonna go back, I was gonna build an entire mob XP farm.
Why?
So that I could further enchant
my stuff.
You can
still play
stuff.
On the world after you beat the game.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
so
what
just,
which I will
do. I just
do.
Want you to get the title, the credit screen.
For the first time.
Yeah.
And
it
to
says,
be fair, to beat it like that is kind of badass.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it also, at the end, it says, who's this player? And then they say your name. Like if your game tag is like Hassan X, for example, it'll say Hassan X. They're like, the child of like wonders or something. It like goes into a full dial. It's so pretty. It's so nice.
That's so
and the
sick.
Music is playing very vaguely in the background. It's
and then the game
pretty...
doesn't end there because then I can beat the Wither still.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can beat. Those are the only two bosses, I think. It's just the
yeah,
Wither.
Yeah, it's just
and
them and the Wither.
Yeah.
But then I have so many other projects that I want to do, like on a
exactly.
Mob XP
farm. Mob XP
farm. I want to enslave some villagers and take them into my house so I can build a trading
like,
post.
Yeah, like a villager farm. Like where you
exactly.
mate them,
build
which
an
is
iron
so
farm.
Weird, by the way.
So weird.
You know how to mate them? It's so funny.
Yeah.
You put beds and then you put the villagers there, and then you throw food, like
fed either, bread.
It has to be one of the villagers' food. So bread, potatoes, fish, carrots, bread, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. And then randomly baby villagers just start popping out. Yeah. So funny.
And then the baby villagers grow. And then they
get enslaved. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
No, and I've actually seen YouTube tutorials of entire factories, essentially, where... So it outputs villagers, yeah, right? Through breeding, yeah, and pistons and all that and dispensers. And then you get to filter through the villagers, which is really messed up.
Yeah.
You get to check them for trades. And yeah, if you don't like your trade, you hit a button,
yeah,
and it takes them to a machine that basically lavas them or suffocates them.
Do you know how to make an iron farm?
Yeah, it's basically the same idea, but then the iron golem comes in and then you burn.
But do you know how to spawn an iron golem?
Through villagers.
So what you need to do specifically is put like 3 or more villagers, I think,
yeah,
and then a zombie in the middle that's trapped. And an iron golem will spawn to protect them. Yeah, they spawn to protect the villagers.
Dude. Now that I remember,
and then you kill it off.
My last enchantment on my pickaxe was Silk Touch.
That's so good. So you can get a spawner. And just...
Oh, I love this world. It's called Neoville.
You get stone. Like, you don't have to put it in the furnace.
Dude, Minecraft is so much fun. And I know...
It's such an interesting game.
And now that I realize, I always used to feel like, oh, it's kind of weird when adults play Minecraft. But now I'm like, no, anyone can play Minecraft.
You know? I love how... I don't know if you know about this, but Minecraft died for, like, the longest time.
Yeah.
And then PewDiePie started playing Minecraft for the first time in his life. Like, a whole playthrough. But he's doing exactly what you're doing. A farm and buildings and Swedish stuff. And the Swedish flag on his farm and a bunch of stuff. And he started playing it. And the whole internet remembered what Minecraft was, and it instantly, like, Minecraft skyrocketed after PewDiePie. Wow. It was 100% PewDiePie.
Because I refuse to believe that Minecraft will ever die.
No, it died. Like not died, like, zero views, but, like...
On YouTube.
If you went to Twitch and YouTube, Minecraft is, like, low. Average is, like, 10,000 views or something. And then PewDiePie started doing it, 200,000 views, 2 million views, stuff like that. God. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of other YouTubers started playing Minecraft for the first time. Jacksepticeye started playing.
Yeah.
The reason Dream got big, you know Dream, right?
Of course.
The reason he got big, controversy aside, obviously.
Yeah.
The reason he got big was
controversy being that he fakes a lot of the...
No, that he was like a pedophile. Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
Oh, what? So...
I don't quote me on this. I don't know if this is actually true, but I remember reading on Twitter that...
Sexual assault scandals?
Stuff like that. So controversy aside, but he did get big. I'm just talking about facts, you know? I'm not complimenting him or anything. Yeah. He has 20 million, which is insane regardless, I'm talking numbers-wise, that's it.
It seems like everything went south for him once he revealed his face. Like
literally.
Right?
Literally.
Like, he was okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then all the controversy came, and he got into, like, beef with do you know Gumball? The Amazing World of Gumball?
It's a cartoon. Yeah, I know, the cartoon.
He got into beef with the voice actor of Gumball. So funny.
Wow. People are crazy, man.
So there's
people
a video
have too
yeah.
much free time, I swear.
Yeah, so there's a video of Gumball and him, like the voice actor of Gumball, not Gumball. Of him and Dream fighting, and you'll hear the audio. And then so many animators animated Gumball yelling at Dream, and it's so funny. So funny. I'm so sorry.
The Amazing World of Gumball was a fun show.
Such a good
show. I was more of what's it called? Adventure Time?
Regular Show.
Yeah. The regular show was fun.
Cartoons bring me back, bro. I miss Cartoon Network, bro.
I wasn't a big Cartoon Network guy, though. I was mostly Nickelodeon.
I loved
kid TV shows. But like the iCarlys.
Yeah, for sure. The Victorias. I'm talking cartoons-wise.
Zoe 101 was a bang.
Yeah. Like, no. TV shows like Disney Channel also had really good ones.
Yeah,
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wizards of Waverly
Such
Place.
Such a good show. Like, I'm going to rewatch that recently. Like,
Selena Gomez was incredible in that.
I'm going to rewatch it, like, soon. Like, I want to rewatch Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, Wizards of Waverly Place, man.
That's probably one of my favorite.
And it had diversity because it was kind of like
Latina
roots. Yeah.
And like overall, it was really cool.
Wow. Oh, Zach and Cody, Life and Zach.
Zeke and Luther. I don't know if you caught up on Zeke. Zeke and Luther, skateboarders.
Hey Jesse
was nice.
And then
too.
Also, no, Good Luck Charlie.
Good Luck Charlie was a good show, banger.
Man.
So many good shows on Disney. Yeah. But I'm talking, when it comes to cartoons, nobody beats Cartoon Network.
True.
Like, they had a golden era, you know? And even before, they had two golden eras. They had the old golden era and then the more recent golden era. So they had the Dexter's Laboratory, Powerpuff Girls,
Ben 10.
Kim
Possible.
My gym partner was
Kim Possible was Disney.
Kim Possible was Disney. But they had like
the what was it? There era. Was that there was that weird looking chicken and cow.
Cow and chicken.
Dude.
Was weird.
It was but really it was weird. Good. I just remember. Sorry, if this the is devil. Explicit. The devil with the butt.
Yeah. Like, he'd like jump on
his. He was like
butt.
A was, naked
he
devil.
He was literally full on naked. Like I don't know how. You know, my mom and dad would like they'd be like no watching Cow and Chicken. But then when out of the house, I'd turn on Cow and Chicken because it was funny.
Mom and Dad, if you're watching,
you know. But yeah. But then there was the second golden era, the more recent one, the 2014, 2013, 2012, stuff like that. Adventure Time, regular show. That's
about it. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And then
Gumball, obviously. Oh, my
Gumball,
God.
Gumball. On the Nickelodeon side, I mostly watched SpongeBob.
Nickelodeon is known for SpongeBob.
Dude, SpongeBob is a bang. Till this day, they're making SpongeBob episodes.
Yeah, yeah. Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles is really
which
good.
Which one, though?
On Nickelodeon. The newer one? Recent animated one.
Yeah.
That was sick. Really that was like, really the story was actually insane. Oh,
fantastic. Even the animation, the fighting in it.
No, but the story was more mature than I thought it would be.
Penguins of Madagascar
is a good show. Nickelodeon had good shows.
Nickelodeon was bad.
I feel like I don't want
to
grow up.
I was just talking about this. Yeah, me neither, man. You don't have to. You literally don't have to. But I really want to go back to watching shows and movies. But we've just been so busy. Another very
I've
good
been
news.
Watching anime. I've been
casting for short films. It's not finalized.
Yeah.
It's not public. But at least I know I got
yours
really
is finalized.
Role, so
yeah,
really excited for that.
Yeah, gonna there start... were 5 15 minute films. Well, 15 or less. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were like 9 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we did auditions for a bunch of them. I auditioned for 3. Yeah. I think you auditioned for every single movie. I
auditioned for every single
literally
movie
every
and
single
every
movie.
Single role as well.
Every single role?
Every single role.
That's insane. I was
every single
too
role.
Lazy.
Except in one film, I auditioned for the main role that I really wanted. And so I wanted to audition for the second role, but they're like, you're good. You don't have to audition for it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So
and you got the role you really wanted.
Got the role I really wanted. I wanted other roles, but I got this.
The role I really wanted is still not announced. So.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Inshallah. No, fingers crossed. Inshallah. But yeah.
No, but that's so.
The auditioning is really fun.
In the next three, not even three, dude. We're down to 2 months. We're down to less than 7 weeks.
Wait, what day is it? 21st of April.
June 17th is when
no, we're 2 months away. June 17th.
We have to move out of here June 17th.
No, our final day rent-wise, like with the apartments or the living is June 21st.
Yeah.
That's the final day.
But it depends if you're going to that film festival.
Yeah, if you're going to the film festival, I think they'll extend it a little bit.
It's 17th.
Is it?
Yeah, they sent
but
a...
no, we go and then we come back. So then
we
travel.
Come back.
So we're traveling from there.
I'll update you after the podcast.
Yes, please.
But anyways, yeah, you
yes,
need to know about
please.
This. it's okay, 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But still, that's insane.
Still. But we're going to be very busy for the next 2 months. Shooting, rehearsing.
I'm very excited for all the movies that we're going to make.
And then aside from that, we all have so many, like you're doing TikToks.
I've been making TikToks.
I'm working on my personal training certification, which I bought, by the way.
Yeah.
Which
so
is
you
crazy.
Got it. You're a personal trainer.
Well, I have to pass
almost,
the exam.
Almost.
I have to study.
Yeah.
Find time to study. But I will, inshallah.
I've been filling my time with so much improv, basketball, TikTok, just card games with friends.
And I hope I can keep this level of busyness when I go to Saudi. And I think I mostly will.
I pray that I can.
Okay.
Because I'm going to go back to uni. So I'm going to be studying. Obviously, I want to keep TikToking.
Yeah.
I want to basketball as often as possible.
You
and
can.
I will,
you will.
I will try to join the university's club.
Yeah.
But when I did try earlier, they had a really stupid...
coach?
No. I wouldn't insult people. A really stupid rule where they're like, you can't join unless you're already a player on like a team, like an official team. I was like, that's not how clubs are supposed to work. Like, I want to join
the
university's
team. Official uni
team? Yeah. I was like... I'm taller than half the, not even half, I'm taller than 90% of the players. Let me play.
They want you to be.
Like you know, Nahva and Ittihad, stuff like that.
But
Tara,
it's really easy to get into those.
I know, no, but you have to be on the official playing team.
I think you can
I've been in Nahva. To become part of the playing team, I had to play with them for like 3 months. It's not easy.
Oh.
It's not easy.
Well, maybe and then the amount of work
you like have to for do. Them to start putting me in games, whether that's on the bench or on the field, you have to like literally wait 3 months until the coach is like officially like, okay, I've trained you well enough. Wow. You can maybe if you're good, then it's easy. Yes, but I wasn't good at the time, so they had to train me.
But what I'm saying is it's accessible, like compared to other countries where they literally won't let you in the door. They will welcome you. It's just you have to prove yourself.
Yeah.
So are you considering going back to them?
I'm definitely going to try. Mm-hmm. If they don't accept me, then I'll join.
Like, I think they would. You're great.
A random.
Yeah. But you just have to show up.
Yeah. And do the work. I'll 1v1 their best player. Imagine. I'm just like, yo.
No, man. Saudi's going crazy. Saudi's going crazy in terms of sports. Do you know about the Saudi Games? The Saudi Games is incredible.
Oh, the it's coming in May. Do you know the price for that? Yeah, 2 million riyals, I think.
Per sport minimum it's 1 million riyals for the winner.
Yeah, that's
so crazy. Imagine if I went into Muay Thai. I don't think Muay Thai is a sport. I think they have kickboxing though.
Yeah.
Like if I went into kickboxing and won, I would win 1 million riyals.
That's insane.
And you can win that every year.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
And then you just live off of that for the rest of the year. And khalas, you don't do anything else with your life.
Like literally. Well, train, but like...
I mean providing or whatever, insane. You know?
It's like, insane. Like, it's kind of Squid Games, but in real life, like...
It's Squid Games, but without the, like, dying.
Without the dying. The Saudi game,
I mean, you could die, I guess, technically.
Well, in jiu-jitsu,
you don't really guarantee
There's also chess. Imagine playing chess.
I'm not that smart. Like, I played chess today. For the first time in like 4 months. Even more. Because I haven't played since. Yeah. Mm. With a friend. My friend's like, yo, let's play chess. Yeah. I was like, yes. Mm. And we played. And I beat them, obviously, because I'm genius and super big brain. but I missed this. I missed reading. Yeah. I missed thinking 4 steps ahead. Yeah. That stuff is fun.
Yeah.
I sound so nerdy right now.
No, but you're fine.
But it's so much fun.
I played chess on the plane coming and going. And I thought I was good because... I could beat all my siblings.
Yeah.
Okay. My dad beat me. My older brother, sometimes he wins, I win. My younger brother, obviously, I beat his butt.
Yeah.
But you know when, like, you're delusional about your skill level?
Yeah.
So I opened chess.com.
To prove yourself, you
to
know?
Prove myself. But I didn't even play online. I just played against the computer. Beat the beginner's butt. That was easy. That was fine. And then as soon as I reached intermediate. Got my ass.
Yeah, no, intermediate, I don't struggle with. I struggle with the hard ones.
So you can be intermediate pretty easy? Yeah, I think so. Easy?
We should play one day.
Dude, it was so... Oh, me and you.
Yeah.
Probably beat my ass. It was so frustrating, man. I wanted to beat that stupid computer. Yeah. But like... And then it would say, turn on hints. I'm like, no, I don't need hints. It's like, you're losing. Please turn on hints.
I hate it when they offer hints. I'm like, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I'm not that dumb. And then I end
up... And then you end up losing, so you prove that you are. It's happened to me. I'm not insulting you. It's happened to me. Don't worry. And sometimes, just to like, how much better have I gotten? I'll go play against like the hardest CPU. Yeah. Like the 2000 ranked ones. CPUs, they're cheating. They're cheating.
They're CPUs.
Because they can literally, like, they calculate. Like, it's unfair. You know?
There's not that human pressure.
Like, they don't have the human error margin, you know?
It's not even the error margin, dude. I bet you a human being is just as smart, if not smarter. It's just the pressure that gets to you.
Yeah.
You're like, and it's like, you don't, I guess it is error in that respect.
But a human's not smarter. The greatest players played against the smartest computer and they lost. Yeah. You can't beat I think it's called Stock 7 or something like that.
Yeah.
It is the greatest.
Magnus.
Yeah, Magnus Carlsen. Yeah. I love him, by the way. He's such a goat. He is a legend.
This might be NSFW for the podcast, but I heard rumors that he cheated. Is he the same guy that cheated by doing things that biologically?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Look it up. It's NSFW pretty much. But he found out someone cheated. It wasn't him that cheated. It was a person against him.
Oh, okay. No, he didn't cheat.
He didn't do any of that
stuff. But the way that person cheated is funny. Wild.
It's like, search. What would you search? Like
chess. Chess player, remote control cheating.
Just search that, and you'll figure it out. If you're not, if you're below 18, do not look that up. Yeah,
but going back to computers, it's just unfair. Which is funny because it's only chess. Like if you ever try to play against CPUs in video games, they're always so stupid.
They're so stupid.
So stupid.
Like for example, Super Smash Brothers. I'm gonna bring it back up. there's a level 1 to level 9 CPU.
Yeah.
And I remember back in the day when I was like 10 years old, I played against a level 9 CPU and I'd get my like my butt kicked, right?
Yeah.
But now I play against a level 9 CPU and I like they don't touch me.
Nope.
And I'm like, the CPU doesn't know how to play. You know, like they don't know what they're
doing. And I think that's true for most games. Like I'm trying to think.
I don't think there's a game where a CPU
like
is
CSGO,
being, than,
they're just so dumb.
Other than even Fortnite, Tekken? the bots in Fortnite are
Fortnite
stupid.
Bots. Tekken. In Tekken, they're so bad, so bad. Like
CPUs in Tekken. I don't play against CPUs. I've actually never played against a CPU in Tekken. Yeah. I always play against real people.
Yeah.
I need to try a CPU in Tekken. That sounds fun.
Every game that I've played.
Yeah, they just don't know what to do, you know?
Hey, Minecraft mobs are scary, though.
But those aren't really CPUs. Like, mobs have certain patterns, you know?
I see.
CPUs? Oh, do you consider them as CPUs?
Oh,
CPUs
so a
is
CPU
like,
emulates
like,
a player.
Emulates a player, exactly. That's what I think a CPU is, at least.
What about Skyrim? You know, I've never completed Skyrim.
Those are called NPCs, no?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, non-playable characters.
Did I tell you about the guy in Skyrim who used AI, who programmed... Okay, so this really cool guy... In...
Oh, to like actually communicate with the people inside.
Yeah,
yeah, you did
so
tell me about
so
that.
He added voice chat and ChatGPT, essentially, and kind of programmed every character in VR.
Yeah.
So you literally walk up in VR. You're basically in a full Skyrim world. And you just talk to them.
Like
and they
you're
respond.
In a real world because they're responding. You're in a real world. Like,
I mean, sometimes they do respond like ChatGPT.
Yeah.
But.
Hello, yeah. I am a robot.
Yeah. It's just so many, too many things to do in life. Going back to chess. It's like I played chess, but it didn't unlock that super obsessive personality in me. Where I was like,
I
lost and it's fine.
No. I've had nights where I've played 4 hours worth of chess. Like, I'm like, one more game.
Because I want to go back to learning the piano, man. Like, I have this piano subscription. Yeah. And my only problem was I didn't have access to a piano because I used to play at the theater.
Yeah, now we're not going to the theater anymore.
But the Gare, the train station, Gare de Cannes, there's a public piano there
that's
crazy. Anyone can use.
I did not know that.
Which is amazing. That it is literally says, tough. Use me. Yeah. Like,
does it say use? Like,
French,
there's a sign?
Like, yeah, play me.
Oh, that's
I'm
so cool.
I'm for the public.
I
so,
love that.
I mean, I have to bike 30 minutes, but I'm on Thursdays, I'm going to try to bike 30 minutes and practice for like two,
I don't know if you've
hours.
Noticed this, but in malls in Saudi Arabia, there's usually a piano, but nobody can touch it. Have you ever seen that? Like in the Haram Mall, there's a white piano. And in Rashid Mall, I think there's also a black piano. Obviously not in the instrument stores. In the instrument stores, you can plus, but these are like the ones in front
public?
Of a restaurant or something. And it's like, it has like red velvet ropes around it. You cannot touch those pianos.
So and it's I think just
that,
on display.
Yeah, it's just on display. And I find that hilarious. I love
that's
that.
So funny.
It is very funny.
I think what that's for is that when they're, if in case there's a private
maybe
event.
Maybe like they bring a private event and someone
and
plays on it.
They're nice pianos.
They're gorgeous. Like marble pianos. Like they're gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Bro,
yeah,
I want to learn the piano and then move on to guitar.
Yeah, I'm learning guitar right now.
Yeah.
I love me like a well-made instrument. Like I've seen like the... just like, for example, guitars that are made out of like a specific type of wood and you see like the shine on it. Like they're just pretty instruments, you know.
Yeah.
Pianos made out of like the polished white pianos.
Yeah.
Those are really nice.
Man, I had a gorgeous CU Boulder guitar that was gifted to me from a friend.
Yeah.
It was an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And it had a CU sticker on it. But I had to give it away.
Why?
Man, I had too much stuff to go back to Saudi.
Ship it,
and
bro.
I have too much
haram to give
money.
It away.
Why?
That's so...
Just give it away for free on Facebook Marketplace.
Did you for free? At least sell it for like $25 or something. Like get you some money out of that. How much is a guitar for?
I gave it to my roommate. And
oh, okay.
He got rid of it.
Oh, for free on Facebook.
I think so.
That's
yeah. But no, I have so much stuff here. I don't know what I'm gonna do with.
Yeah, I realized I have so much.
Like but I've been accumulating.
Yeah.
But like I can manage, but it's still a lot.
I'll barely manage.
I might give away my supplements to to some of our friends.
I'll take them off your hand. No, I'm kidding. But I've realized on my way back from Saudi Arabia, I brought an extra carry-on for when I come back. Like I'm planning to.
Yeah, I mean, I have 3 bags.
Yeah.
But still, clothes and stuff.
Oh, and a backpack. Shoot, wait.
Yeah.
I just realized I'm going to have to probably pay for an extra carry-on now that I think about it.
Yeah, so what's coming up next? What
just
should
our short
we tell
films.
The viewers to expect?
What to expect? So... my TikTok is going to be booming.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing at least 2 a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be trying.
Inshallah.
I uploaded 3 today.
Heck yeah.
Podcast
is going to be ongoing. We're going to be
every week.
Bringing on guests.
But we do like the... Yeah, we were talking about
this. Yeah, the boys
and we were
only.
Like, the boys only. Obviously, Yasin is a boy. But I mean, the duo is like... It's iconic, you know?
Yeah.
I like the episodes that
fun.
I like this. Yeah. So we might do on-off. But yeah, no, we probably won't. But yeah. I said but yeah like five times. We will be we'll do some episodes with guests and some episodes without. We'll see how it, yeah. Where it leads us. So TikTok podcast,
short films,
our up. Short films definitely.
Stand-up comedy and the improv. Right,
we're doing stand-up. We didn't even talk about the stand-up comedy.
We should definitely film that and post clips on it.
I will. 100% will be doing that.
Yeah.
We'll be doing our stand-up comedy and improv and just a bunch of other stuff. I'm really looking forward to
it. Yeah, personal training for me.
Your personal training, me,
definitely
basketball.
Gonna focus on the business more, try to advertise, grow it more as I get that certification.
And you already have clients, right?
I do have clients, so cool. Paying clients, but I do want to grow the business because I want to help more people because, man, and this the crazy thing, as the podcast evolves, my clients keep losing weight. Man, one of my clients has lost 20 kilos so far.
That's so impressive. Good on him.
20 kilos. That is amazing. Insane. And we keep going through. One of my other clients, his goal wasn't to lose weight, but he is freaking jacked now. He's never been this jacked. He looks like, I looked at his WhatsApp profile picture and you can see the muscles through the thobe.
That's so cool.
Literally through the thobe, like as a schmog on.
I love that for him.
So shout out to my client. You know who you are.
you know who you are. Love that for him.
And it's just, I love helping people, bro. And I'm also, my cut is going great.
People have been told me
that I've lost so much weight, man. Like, I went back to Saudi, people were shocked.
Oh, that's so nice. When you haven't seen them.
But it was kind of frustrating because a lot of my gym bros were like, where's the big Hussein? I'm like, it's another Hussein, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of family members were like, you look healthy, you look great.
Yeah.
And I did, you remember when I went through that whole, like, kind of body dysmorphia?
You were so lost for, like, at least a week. We were just like, I don't know what I want to do with my body anymore. It was crazy. Because
it's that weird in-between spot where like the cut is working, but you're losing muscle.
But you're losing muscle,
So you can't see the abs yet, and then the muscles seem like they're gone.
Yeah.
But now that the fat is going, it's ironic because you look bigger. I mean, not bigger, but there's more muscle definition.
Yeah. You get what I mean? Bigger, but you're leaner, making your muscles more visible, if that makes
sense. More visible, especially in different parts. Like for me... My arms were always visible, but now like my shoulders are starting to pop. My abs are starting to pop.
Yeah, for sure.
And
I love
just,
that.
Back on the gym grind.
I love the gym.
I love it too.
Yeah, I was going recently and like, why didn't I go in Saudi Arabia, you know? Like it was 2 weeks where I went once.
I lost a lot of muscle. Yeah. I built a home gym for like $500. I told you about that. I used it and that probably saved a lot of my muscle from going. But I realized, man, that there's something about going to the gym.
The gym is an environment. It's like a social environment, you know?
It's a social environment. And even if you don't know the people, it's a mindset. It's like walking.
Yeah, it's like I'm surrounded by people that have the same goal, kind of, you know? Yeah. We want to better ourselves. Yeah. That's it.
And you put your headphones on and you're like, okay, for these 2 hours, nobody talks to me,
yeah.
I'm in my zone. Whereas when I'm at home, like, people coming in and out.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely different. Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
All right.
Well, thank you guys for watching.
If you made it this far, you are the GOAT.
Yeah. Keep watching.
Keep watching. Suggest, comment things, topics you want us to talk about.
Yeah. And just wish us luck. We got a lot going on.
Leave a like and a subscribe, obviously.
Leave a like and a subscribe. People haven't been leaving comments for suggestions.
For 14 episodes. So pick it up, guys.
Quick slap. But also, if you don't want to suggest... Just let us know what was your favorite part of this episode.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a suggestion. You could just be like, I like the part where they learned
a manual.
Or just
say hi. Let us know I watched. Just be like, just a hi. Hello.
Anyways, we'll see you guys next time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Peace out, everyone.